Bay State Iron Company. The main image is an 1865 lithograph that shows the company's buildings on this site. It was a huge operation, multiple buildings with more than 15 chimneys billowing smoke. In back of the ironworks, a three-masted ship is tied up along the wharf. In the foreground, there's a two-masted vessel and two smaller boats. On the lower corners of the lithograph, there are small sketches of men manufacturing railroad tracks and iron plates. In between these two details are the words, "View of Works, South Boston," and below that, "Bay State Iron Company, manufacturers of plate iron, ship plates, armor plates, and railroad iron. John H. Reed, Treasurer, 95 Water Street, Boston." Bay State Iron Company manufactured the first rails Central Pacific Railroad used to construct the western part of the Transcontinental Railroad. May 16, 1863, clipper ship Herald of the Morning sailed from Boston around Cape Horn to San Francisco, carrying the rails as well as the first locomotive used by the Central Pacific. Upon arrival, 127 days later, cargo was transferred onto a schooner for the final leg of the journey to Sacramento. On October 26, men laid the first tracks. Bay State Iron Company began operations here as a rolling mill in the 1840s. The company shaped wrought iron into railroad tracks, armor, and ship and boilerplates. By 1860, it was described as the largest business of its kind in New England. It employed 300 men and operated around the clock to meet the demand for its products. The company added innovations like open hearth steelworks in 1870 and won an award for its boilerplate a few years later. But Bay State Iron struggled financially after the 1873 Depression and closed by the end of the 1880s. There are four small images on the lower panel of the sign. From left to right, the first image is of a sailing card for the Herald of the Morning, the clipper ship that transported the rails from Boston to California. Large red letters at the top read, "To San Francisco!" Below that it says, "Glidden and Williams Line," and there's an illustration of a shepherd. The sun is rising across the water behind him. Below the picture are the words, "The celebrated A1 Extreme Clipper Ship," then its name, "Herald of the Morning," with another exclamation point. The card goes on to give the captain's name, Otis Baker, Jr., and details about the cargo, the speed of the ship, and where to apply to add one's cargo. Cards like these were widely used to advertise ship departures. Next is a painting of the three-masted clipper ship, Herald of the Morning, under sail. She has 20 sails up. Herald of the Morning was used primarily in the Boston to California trade, including the first of two deliveries of Bay State Ironworks rails to Central Pacific Railroad. The next image is a segment of rail branded with Bay State Iron Company's initials, BSI Company, and the number 63. This segment of rail is part of the original track made by Bay State Iron Company and laid by Central Pacific Railroad between Sacramento and Colfax, California in 1863. The last image on the right is a colored insurance map from 1885 that shows Bay State Iron Company's vast operation along what was then South Boston's waterfront and details of what was inside each building, in particular, the type and number of furnaces. The building closest to First Street was a sheet mill. Behind it was a rolling and puddle mill. And farthest out on the wharf was another rolling mill. Across the map are the words, "Bay State Ironworks in operation."